A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
In this edition, we showcase Sadler's Wells in Angel, London, during the audio describe performance and touch tour of Matthew Bourne's Midnight Bell. This took place late June 2025. It's an insight into the experience, venue access. I'm also going to preview what's coming up next and Midnight Bell tour dates. A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is your regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. Sadler's Wells is one of those venues that quite often go the extra mile. For the main venue, Studio in Angel, and for the Peacock Theatre in Holborn, it's always a delightful venue to visit that is easy to get around and always offers a warm welcome. They do this in many ways by scheduling regular audio describe performances on most of their main shows, having a full trained access team available at these performances for the touch tour and the show to make sure that they go smoothly, guide and assist in any way they can, listen to feedback so if something doesn't quite work, they can improve on it, and by having a wealth of access information available on their website to help you plan your visit. The current production of Matthew Bourne's latest work, Midnight Bell, stopped off at Sadler's as part of its UK tour and is a fabulous example of contemporary dance that delves into the past to tell a captivating story of desire and complex relationships. Inspired by the novels of Patrick Hamilton, it portrays the lives of lonely and often desperate individuals in 1930s London, focusing on their interactions and relationships within a pub setting called the Midnight Bell. The production explores themes of love, lust, longing, and the search for connection among its characters. There was a touch tour 90 minutes before the performance, with participants around 12 in all gathering in the lounge area of the foyer, and were met by the access team and describer Caroline Byrne of Talking Theatre before being led onto the stage, where we were all greeted by the stage crew and treated to a detailed overview of the show and set up from Caroline before we had the opportunity to explore the space that consisted of a 1930s pub setting with a wooden bar, tables and chairs, a classic sign with an actual bell, an archway at the back with glass doors of the period. We also got to touch and feel various props and costumes, and a bed, plus a dressing table and accessories. Everyone got to explore and ask questions along the way, gaining a much clearer insight into the production, and this was beneficial for all those visually impaired. After the touch tour, there was some time to relax or grab refreshment before taking your seat for the introduction that was 15 minutes before the show began. Headsets, which are a stethoscope-style device that fits into the ear and has a volume dial on the front. There are also handheld units available. Now, these can be collected from the box office where the access team are. You can also put your own headphones into the handheld device. If you ever need any help or assistance, then please do ask a member of the front of house team. Caroline delivered a lively, intricate introduction to all the visual aspects, setting up everything to come, before describing throughout all the important detail needed. With it being a show with no dialogue, she also took on a role of storyteller, combining this with the audio description to capture everything unfolding on stage. This is a really reflective production with stylish choreography, full of emotion, and the performers mime throughout classic songs from the period, and Caroline does a fabulous job of coming in at all the right moments and filling in the blanks. This latest production of Midnight Bell is touring across the UK, where every venue will have an audio describe performance and touch tour provided by Caroline Byrne of Talking Theatre. And the audio describe dates coming up are at the Lowry in Manchester on the 3rd of July, Newcastle Theatre Royal on the 12th of July, the Royal in Durngate, Northampton on the 16th of July, Theatre Royal Plymouth on the 26th of July, Brighton Theatre Royal on the 31st of July, Nottingham Theatre Royal on the 6th of September, Norwich Theatre Royal on the 11th of September, Liverpool Playhouse on the 19th of September, Sheffield Lyceum on the 27th of September, and Bradford Alhambra on the 4th of October. All with touch tours beforehand. Please do check with the venues on times when booking your tickets. For more information, search online for new adventures and select Midnight Bell. The wonderful Sadler's Wells venue, along with sister venue The Peacock, do everything they can to make your visit a stress-free and enjoyable one. And there's some fabulous audio describe performances coming up. On Saturday, the 9th of August, at 2:30 p.m. at Sadler's Wells, is Rambert Peaky Blinders, The Redemption of Tommy Shelby. On Saturday, the 23rd of August, at 2 p.m, also at Sadler's Wells, An Angel, The Lion, The Witch and The Wardrobe. On Thursday, the 25th of September, 7:30 p.m. at Sadler's Wells East in Stratford, Mark Brew, Sidi Larbi Chekakuri, An Accident and a Life. On Saturday, the 11th of October at 2:30 p.m, English National Ballet, Our Evolution at Sadler's Wells, An Angel. And on Thursday, the 16th of October at 7:30 p.m, also at Sadler's Wells, An Angel, the Hofesh Shechner Company, Theatre of Dreams. Please do check on Touchstall Times at the time of booking. To book tickets, you can call 020 7863 8000 or you can email tickets at sadlerswells.com. Or to feedback or discuss access, you can email feedback at sadlerswells.com. There's also an extensive wealth of access information online and details of further audio describe performances by visiting sadlerswells.com and selecting accessibility in the drop-down box. There's so much to love about Sadler's Wells, as the venue is so welcoming and they make everything inclusive for all. So if you've never experienced the venue before, now is the time. To find out what else has been already described elsewhere in London and around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. And for cinema, you can visit accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.